Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Almost 4 in 10 cancer cases could be prevented by lifestyle changes. So what are the simple, doable, everyday things we can do to lessen our chances of getting cancer? Well, we're talking about this today because it is World Cancer Day, and I'm joined by Dr. Breda Neville, who's a specialist in public health medicine at the HSE National Cancer Control Programme. Dr. Neville, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks very much for being with us. Now, we know that not all cancer cases are preventable, of course, and we should say that from the very outset. But we want to talk about the things that we can do that you can reduce your risk of getting cancer.
Absolutely. So as you've said there, there are some things that we can control, things like our age and our genes, but there are lots of things that we can all do to reduce our risk. So the number one is not smoking. So smoking is still the biggest cause of cancer in Ireland. It's associated with around 1 in 8 cases of cancer, and it can cause at least 20 different types of cancer. Mm-hmm. So I suppose most people are familiar with the fact that it causes lung cancer, but it can also cause some of the other common cancers like breast and bowel cancer, esophageal cancer, cervical cancer, bladder cancer, and many, many more. And we know that while smoking rates in Ireland have fallen over the recent years, according to Census 2022, 13% of people smoke in Ireland still, either daily or occasionally. So ideally, don't start smoking. But the key message is if you do smoke, it's never too late to quit. So even people who already have a diagnosis of cancer, if they give up smoking, they're more likely to tolerate their treatment, less likely to develop an infection, less likely to have a recurrence, and overall more likely to fully recover from their cancer. So for people who are interested in quitting, there's lots of help available free of charge. And you can go to quit.ie to get more information.
So you're saying even if you have been diagnosed with cancer, giving up smoking in that moment is going to help you with your treatment?
Absolutely. It's hugely beneficial. As I said, you're more likely to tolerate your treatment well, but also you're actually more likely to survive your cancer and to make a good recovery. So at any stage, it's never too late. Even when you've already been diagnosed, There's still time to give up smoking.
I want to talk about alcohol and cancer in a moment, but that's also linked to smoking, because there might be people who say, well, I only smoke when I have a drink. There's a danger in doing that too, isn't there?
There is, yeah, because alcohol is actually a really good solvent. So what that means is that it helps to deliver the toxins from other carcinogens like tobacco smoke to your cells. So if you smoke and drink at the same time, you actually have 5 times the risk of developing the cancers of the tissues that the alcohol comes directly into contact with. So like the mouth, the throat, the voice box, the esophagus and the bowel. So that's really important because, as you said, many people who don't consider themselves to be smokers at all really will often have a cigarette when they're having a drink.
Which is more harmful, you know, the trick to the whole thing is to quit the cigarettes altogether. And what about the alcohol? Because we have heard that there is no safe level of drinking. People will say we're taking all the crack out of life now, Breda, but we might as well put the facts on the table.
Yeah, I know. So I suppose we've actually known for a really long time that alcohol causes cancer. So just like tobacco smoke, it's what we call a group 1 carcinogen. So that means that we have enough evidence to conclude that it definitely causes cancer in humans. And in 2023, the World Health Organization came out and said that there's no safe level of alcohol consumption and the cancer risk increases even with low levels. So we know that drinking alcohol increases the risk of at least 7 types of cancer. So it causes cancer of the tissues that the alcohol directly comes into contact with. So the mouth, the pharynx or the throat, the larynx or the voice box, the esophagus, which is the food pipe, and the bowel. And also because our liver processes most of the alcohol that we drink, over time it can cause scarring or cirrhosis of the liver. So it increases our risk of liver cancer. And probably due to the fact that it increases levels of estrogen in our body, alcohol also increases the risk of breast cancer. Mm. And I suppose the key difference between smoking and alcohol is that while most people are aware of the link between smoking and cancer, the awareness is much lower in terms of alcohol. So a study that we carried out ourselves in the HSE's National Cancer Control Programme recently found that less than half of those surveyed were aware that alcohol is a risk factor for cancer. And then amongst those people that were aware, many of them incorrectly believed that alcohol only causes cancer if you drink a lot over a long period of time. But actually any amount of alcohol increases your cancer risk, and your risk increases even at low levels. Mm-hmm. But I suppose the key message is that I mean, if you want to eliminate your cancer risk from alcohol entirely, obviously you don't drink at all. But the less you drink, the lower your risk. So if you do to choose to drink, regardless of your current level of drinking or alcohol consumption, reducing your intake will reduce your cancer risk.
Right. Well, let's move on to food then, because I think people, you know, can be confused about food messages and links to cancer because they do seem to change a lot, or certainly that's the perception that people have. Is there hard and fast advice when it comes to your diet?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose, like you said, sometimes dietary advice, you know, particularly that we get in the media and things can be quite confusing. But when it comes to cancer, I suppose the recommendation is to eat a balanced, varied diet, including lots of fruit and vegetables. So eat the rainbow in order to maximise the variety of different nutrients that you're getting, and include lots of whole grains and pulses, so lentils and beans for fibre. Limit foods that are high in salt, fat and sugar. Limit red meat and avoid processed meat. So that's things like chorizo, salami and bacon. And fibre is actually a really key nutrient when it comes to cancer prevention. So it moves the food through our bowels more easily and more quickly. So that means that carcinogens or substances that cause cancer are expelled quickly from your body, so they have less time to cause problems. Mm-hmm. It also feeds the good bacteria in the bowel, so that reduces the likelihood that cells in your bowel will become cancerous. And it helps us to maintain a healthy weight and reduces insulin resistance. So both of those things can also reduce your cancer risk. So fibre is really key in terms of reducing the risk
and
of cancer.
And you mentioned helping to regulate insulin. Also oestrogen. So fibre has a role there as well. And
yes.
Why are both of those things important when it comes to cancer?
Yeah, so I suppose I might talk about physical activity and maintaining a healthy weight as well, because they're all kind of interrelated. So hormones in your body, such as estrogen and insulin, can promote the growth of cancer cells. So for the estrogen, it's particularly cancers like breast cancer and womb cancer. But with insulin, high levels of insulin promote cell growth in general, so they can promote the risk of all types of cancer, really. So that healthy diet is key in keeping those hormone levels at healthy levels, but also physical activity also reduces your risk. So it promotes, as I said, healthy levels of those hormones, estrogen and insulin, and it also reduces inflammation in your body and helps to maintain a healthy body weight. So when it comes to physical activity, you know, there are guidelines. Adults should do 2.5 hours of moderate intensity physical activity per week, aerobic activity, and they should also do some strength training. And you'll know that your activity is intense enough if you can talk but not sing while you're doing it. But I suppose the key message here is that any activity is better than none.
Yes.
So many of us are leading, you know, we're leading increasingly sedentary lifestyles, sitting at desks and things. So get up and move, get off the bus to stop early, park it a bit further away, take the stairs. All of those things would make a big difference.
Breda, very useful advice. Thank you very much for bringing it to us. That's Dr. Breda Neville, who's a specialist in public health medicine at HSE National Cancer Control Programme. And to mark World Cancer Day, the HSE's National Cancer Control Programme is hosting a free public health webinar for people to learn more about how to reduce their risk of cancer. It starts at midday today, so about 15 minutes time. If you want to register and get more information, you need to get to it. You just need to go to the cancer prevention page on the HSE website. That's hse.ie and search for cancer prevention. Coming up next, we'll be talking about the signs of spring.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.